The BBC just released a survey conducted in 21 countries that show that Obama's popularity outside of the United States is far higher than Romney's. Do you think this is accurate?
Well, if the survey says, here's what I would say. People have experienced Barack Obama over the last 4 years throughout the country, going back to when he was elected in 2008. And he has had a long-term, if you will, honeymoon and support across the world. So this doesn't surprise me, in part because no one knows who Mitt Romney is.
So you think the reason is not because of anything Obama has done, but because Romney is an unknown, whereas Obama is a known quantity?
Obama's a known quantity both because of his personality, but also because he's been in the world, engaging in the world on so many issues, whether it's been nuclear proliferation in Iran, questions of globalization, trade. People have seen him for the last 4 years. Mitt Romney has been an absent or an invisible politician governing a state in Massachusetts where he has no foreign policy authority. So people around the world just don't know who he is.
Some of the countries that were in the survey, like Australia, France, Germany, Turkey, all of these are considered vital or key U.S. allies. Do you think that this waning support or this low support for Romney could have an effect in the next 4 years if Romney becomes president?
Well, truthfully, I don't think it matters a whole lot because actually if you listen to the foreign policy debate, Obama and Romney are not dramatically opposed in their views. And people will get used to Romney if he should be so fortunate and squeak out a victory, a surprise victory, in my view. And, you know, people adapt to that. Most foreign policy, more or less, is bipartisan. The one caveat I would say is that Romney comes from a party that is in some way inner-looking and wants to cut foreign aid, even though foreign aid from the U.S. is quite small relative to the budget, but they're going to go after that. And so countries may actually feel an effect, a negative effect, under a Romney administration that they won't feel under an Obama administration.
A couple of news reports also show that the people of China prefer Obama to Romney. Do you think this would give Obama more movement to work with China?
Well, we'll see what happens. Remember that while the president obviously has enormous power and influence, there is a balance of power, and Congress has a lot to say when it comes to relationships with China. So it's not just the chief executive, the president, that basically makes a unilateral decision. And I suspect that there's going to be a lot of tension, ongoing tension with China around currency, around trade, that really won't matter so much who's president, but it will certainly matter who controls Congress.